Middle of chapter 4, Mishnah 6, Ola v'kila kerem mitstarfin zemzeh. So Ola, which was the first 3 years of a tree, the fruit of the first 3 years, you can't eat. You can't eat that fruit, right? And kila kerem, you remember, you're not allowed to plant seeds in the vineyard, other seeds. And if you plant other seeds in the vineyard, it becomes forbidden. You're not allowed to get any benefit over there. So those two things, mistarfin zemzeh, they combine with one another. So there's different opinions as to what they combine for. We'll just take one opinion over here, and that is that in order to nullify ola or nullify kilayim, you need a ratio of 200 to 1. Okay, 200 permitted food to one part of ola or one part kilay kerim. So these two combine, let's say, for that ratio, when you're talking about that ratio. So let's say you've got half a part of Ola and half a part of Kilah Kerim, and you've got, only 100 other parts of other food over there. So the two will combine, and then they won't be nullified, right? You don't look at them each separately, yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer Einam and Starfin, he disagrees. He says Ola and Kula Kerim do not combine. So he disagrees completely with the Tana Kama. Next case, Habeged Vasak, cloth and sack. Hasak Vaor and sack and hard of an animal. Haor Vamapats and hard and mat. Mitstarfin ze imze. So they combine with one another. And this is now again talking about the laws of impurity. So in order for material or cloth or leather to become impure, so it needs to have a minimum size, otherwise it does not accept the impurity. So all of these things combine with one another for that minimum size. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Minasha and Ruan Tame Moisha. Rabbi Shimon says, he says the reason that they combine with one another is because they're all fit to contract Tuma as a seat, meaning there's certain characteristics of people who are impure, certain kinds of people who are impure, like a Zav or a nida, if they sit on a cloth or a hard or a sack, it will become impure with a tumas moisha. We call it an impurity of sitting. And so according to that, says Rabbi Shimon, that's why these things combine with one another, to form the minimum size to receive impurity.